Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
I'm Scarlett Robertson, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. When you think of hackers, you're probably imagining someone banging away at a computer keyboard, doing something shady and possibly criminal on the internet. These days, a lot of hackers are banding together, and it's far from illegal. They're called hacker spaces, community workshops where hackers, sometimes called makers, get together. They do things like build robots, modify electronic devices, and socialize. You can find these hacker spaces in warehouses and lofts in a lot of bigger cities. Columbia's got one too, though they don't have a shared space and only have about a dozen members. KBIA's Scott Pham visited Como Gadget Works and found a small but dedicated group.
Ben Datema is not a hacker.
Yeah, no programming in my background. I am the Student Sustainability Advisor, actually Environmental Leadership Office Advisor at Mizzou. So I work in the Department of Student Life and get students involved in environmental issues.
Datema's here for his fourth meeting at Como Gadget Works, and it's fair to say he's hooked.
I just like to know how things work and play around with things, customize them.
To get the most out of the group, it helps to have some technical background. But if you're like Datema, you can learn something here, too.
I'm trying to make blinkers for my bike. So I was over there with my little breadboard with all these wires sticking out. First circuit I've ever built in my life. Just kind of threw it out to the group and asked who had any experience with that. That's a good example of how the group operates, because you'll have all these different people who know different things about different areas. And we all just kind of throw in together and see what we can pull off.
At this meeting a few weeks ago, about a dozen members gathered in a living room in South Columbia. Tonight, the project is lockpicking.
When the pins drop, you can see that wrench drop, and you can hear the pins go in.
You might not think that lockpicking and hacking have much to do with each other. Sure, there's the criminal element, but what else?
Well, a lot of hacking comes down to coming up with elegant solutions to problems.
Zach Zeman is a software engineer by day and president of Como Gadget Works the rest of the time. To him, hacking isn't so much a defined activity as it is an approach to problems.
Like in the case of lockpicking, a problem is you have a lock that you want to open, but you don't have the key or you don't have the combination. So you find an elegant solution to get around that problem. Like anyone can just go out and buy a new lock, but it takes some measure of skill, practice, and creativity to use a tin can to open up a combination lock.
There are groups like Como Gadget Works all over the world.
I've visited a couple other hacker spaces around the country, and I mean, some of them are beautiful spaces, very well equipped. But those are running as commercial ventures. And they charge upwards of $100, $150 a month in membership dues.
That's Brad Collette, a member of Como Gadget Works. Columbus Idea Foundry in Ohio is one of those commercial ventures. They've got an entire warehouse worth of space. Then there's Noisebridge in San Francisco. It's a registered nonprofit, and it has an extremely active membership. People work on projects there 24 hours a day. These larger, well-financed spaces have things like lathes, laser cutters, and 3D printers for building complex electronics like robots. Como Gadget Works isn't quite there yet.
Oh, we don't have plans. We have dreams at this point.
Although they don't have a lot of the space, membership, or equipment of other hackerspaces, they're tapped into the larger network of their peers.
We've been, since we're listed on hackerspaces.org, we've been getting contacted by all sorts of different groups that are kind of tapping into this market or this network. And a lot of the hacker spaces around the country are also kind of connecting with each other.
One group that contacted them is a rock band that also teaches an electronics workshop. They're on a countrywide tour, and they only play in hacker spaces.
What do they call themselves? A circuit bending rock trio. And they'll do a kit build of a particular microphone, and then they'll actually set up instruments and play music.
I think Jeff is going to demonstrate our amazing device here.
2 weeks later, and we're at Colette's workshop in Ashland, where the rock band CMKT4 is teaching the group how to build a special microphone that amplifies vibrations directly applied to it. It's called a contact mic.
A small amount of voltage, which can be processed as an audio signal and amplified.
Guitarist Zach Adams is holding the little bottle cap-shaped contraption directly to the body of his ukulele. The mic picks up the vibrations in the wood.
Like an acoustic guitar pickup.
The band will teach the group how to make these mics from start to finish. When all the mics are done, they'll put away the soldering irons and the glue guns and set up with their instruments. Here's band member Jeff Cox.
This will be our 42nd Hackerspace. We kind of describe ourselves as a Hackerspace rock band. That's one of the gimmicks of our workshop is we always include a live performance.
He calls it a gimmick, this blending of the Hackerspace workshop and rock band. But it's more than that, too. Here's guitarist Zach Adams again.
We started as a band first. We started as just a garage band, and then we're like, well, why don't we do some more of this, like, hacky circuit bendy stuff that we're all kind of interested in. And then as we were touring, we discovered it was very difficult to make money on the road as a band. And we already had the contact mics. We sort of started making them together, and that was our product.
So instead of selling tickets to shows, they started selling kits. The contact mic making kit cost $15 a piece, and it can be built and completed in one evening. Some of the members brought their kids, and some of them are learning to build electronics for the first time.
Soldering here?
I don't know how to solder.
Not cooperating? Okay, well, here, I'll do a demo for you, and then we'll have you try one, okay?
About an hour later, and most people have finished their mics, they test them out by plugging them into one of the band's amplifiers. It's a little surprising to see them work. They start out as these little baggies of plastic and metal. Some soldering iron, some hot glue, and they come to life. When everyone's totally finished, the band sets up in the garage to play. CMKT4 has played in a lot of hackerspaces. When they finish their tour next week, they'll have been to 60 over the course of their career as a band. They've played in huge warehouse spaces and in busy urban spaces with commercial fronts. Tonight, they play in a roomy garage in Ashland, a few feet from a John Deere.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. To hear this show and all our shows, log on to kbia.org. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend. Thank you.